It's Saturday afternoon, and as with many afternoons before, since, during and after, many people have gathered to watch the genius, which is Jerry Somerton, on the field, here, at a football match.
Throwing passes to Somerton. Somerton, this bullet, is heading down the field now. Look at him go. He is an absolute tiger through the defence, cutting the knife like butter.
Knife like butter?
Yes, knife like butter.
Well, it doesn't make sense, does it? It's a knife through butter.
Well, it's the same sort of thing, isn't it?
No, it's not the same thing at all. You've got your semantics all
look,
wrong.
Look, it's excitement at the moment. Can't you just...
No, I think if we're going to accommodate on a match, we should be doing it right.
Look, what the hell do you think you're talking to? I've been here for 25 years.
Well, have you been here for 25 years? You wouldn't like, get your bloody synonyms right.
Not a synonym, it's an aphorism.
Not an aphorism at all. It's a metaphor.
Well, a metaphor isn't the same as a synonym.
Can't be.
Anyway, he scored a goal.
Oh, yeah.
Just one of the many goals which Gary Somerton has secured his place in footballing history. He's a big hit with all the fans as well.
I like Gary Somerton because he always scores a winning goal for his team.
I like Gary Somerton. He knows. He always sends it to grass after his match.
He has nice thighs.
But Somerton himself remains mysteriously private, keeping himself to himself and leaving the tabloids to their tittle-tattle.
Yeah, we've been trying to get something on Somerton for ages. I mean, he's the ultimate golden boy, isn't he? And I with his...
Kelvin Bastermaster, editor
and,
of the Daily Scum.
And his model girlfriends, string of model girlfriends, my lad. And we've been trying to get something on him for ages, but it's just so difficult, you know. A publicity machine that surrounds him is just impenetrable. The only thing that can penetrate it is money.
Have you ever tried to get filth on him?
Oh, yes, we've got filth on him right, left and centre, you know. He breaks into people's bedrooms at night, was one story, and gives them a rectal probe.
I can't imagine that being true.
Well, it's, you know, it's in the papers.
Yes, but you print the papers.
What, am I a liar?
No, I'm not... What else have you got on them?
Of course, the Farmers Union of Wales, they actually brought out an injunction against our publishing that.
But you did actually publish a slanderous crossword.
Yeah, we did actually publish a slanderous crossword. Add the words that summed him up, in our opinion. But unfortunately, again, the lawyers interrupted, sort of like the publication of that crossword. It was the only crossword we've ever published that was just entirely a black box. Couldn't write anything in there at all, unless you use Tippex.
Despite the furore that surrounds his football career, Somerton has remained an intensely private individual. Even his debit cards have the words, "Yes, it's me," in place of his name. And his girlfriend, Naomi Hick, the supermodel, is equally the opposite of uncandid about their personal lives.
You can some, you dare, you. Little bit more. Oh, yes. Yes, I say. Yes.
When we first met, he was very private. I remember our first date, and on our first date, he wouldn't actually meet me himself. He had some PR representatives meet me, and it wasn't until third date that I actually got to meet Gary.
And what was your impression of Gary when you met him?
Oh, he was a deeply shy man, and of course it was very nice because we'd already had sex by then.
Being the private man he is, we've been unable to secure an interview with Somerton himself, and so we leave you with this, a memento of one of his finest moments, from the moment that will live on in fans' minds from some tournament or other.
Hitler passes to Somerton. Somerton is running down the field now. He's got the ball. He's through the defence. He's heading towards the goal. It looks like...
I've got your coffee.
Oh, thank you very much.
Oh, this has got sugar in it.
Oh, you said you wanted sugar.
I said no sugar. I'm diabetic, for God's sake.
Oh, I don't know. Do what? Go out, get your coffee, come back. You don't want it.
I know that could kill me. That could kill me. I could be lying dead.